The past few weeks, we've been exploring some of the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, often referred to as the Prince of Preachers. He had words of great encouragement for us. He also had much to say about the promises of God. So we will look at what he had to say about this topic in this next series, God's Precious Promises by C.H. Spurgeon. Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. Whatever your special need may be today, you may readily find some promise in the Bible suited to it. Scripture is a never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. It is the bank of heaven. You may draw from it as much as you please. God's promises are like checks our Heavenly Father has endorsed that we can take to the bank of heaven with a confident expectation of receiving the full amount promised. There is not a promise in the word which shall be withheld from you. Whatever God has said to any one saint, he has said to all. Whether he gave the promise to Abraham or to Moses or to David matters not, O believer. He has given it also to you as one of the covenanted descendants. There is not a high blessing promised too lofty for you, nor a wide mercy too extensive for you. Lift up now your eyes to the north and the south, to the east and to the west, for all this is yours. Climb to the mountaintop and view the utmost limit of the divine promises, for the land is all your own. Promise number one. Are you faint and feeble because your way is rough and you are weary? Well, here's a promise for you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. When you read such a promise, take it back to the great promiser and ask him to fulfill his own word. You may labor under the lash of ambition, covetousness, lust, anxiety, or he will set you free from this bondage and give you rest. You are burdened, yes, heavily burdened with sin, or fear, or worry, or remorse, or fear of death. But if you come to him, he will unload you. Jesus gives rest. It is so. Will you believe it? Will you put it to the test? If you come to him, the rest which he will give you will be deep, safe, holy, and everlasting. Promise number two. Does your path at times seem a slippery one? Jude 24 tells us that he is able to keep you from falling. Well, in some sense, the path to heaven is very safe, but in other respects, there is no road so dangerous. It is beset with difficulties. One false step, and how easy is it to take that if we run short of grace? And down we go. What a slippery path some of us have to tread. If we were strong, sure-footed mountaineers, this would not matter so much. But in ourselves, how weak we are. In the best roads, we soon falter. In the smoothest paths, we quickly stumble. A straw may throw us, and a pebble can wound us. We are mere children, tremblingly taking our first steps in the walk of faith. But our Heavenly Father holds us by the arms, or we should soon be down. Think how prone we are to sin, how apt to choose danger. how strong our tendency to cast ourselves down in despondency. But he is able to keep us from falling, so that with a deep sense of our utter weakness, we should say with joyful confidence, "Against me earth and hell combine, but on my side is power divine. Jesus is all, and he is mine." You are a welcome guest at the table of the promises. Come in faith, and you are welcome to all the covenant blessings. Seek in your soul to receive them as being the very words of God. Or if I were dealing with a man's promise, I should carefully consider the ability and the character of the man who had covenanted with me. Friends, it is God, even your God, God that cannot lie, who has promised you. Therefore, seeing that it is the word of a God so true, so changeless, so powerful, so wise, I will and must believe the promise. Now, of all God's promises, there is none sweeter than this one. Matthew 28, verse 20. Jesus said to his disciples then, and he says to us now, "Surely, I am with you always." Here is a promise to live by. Jesus is with us. And a blessed truth it is, for where Jesus is, love becomes inflamed. Of all the things in the world that can set the heart burning, there is nothing like the presence of Jesus. Remember, his presence may be had. His promise is as true as ever. He delights to be with us. He will reveal himself to our earnest prayers and graciously allow himself to be detained by our entreaties. "Surely, I am with you always." It is well that there is one stable rock amidst the billows of the sea of life. Oh, my friends, set not your affections upon rusting, moth-eaten, decaying treasures, but set your hearts upon him who abides forever faithful to you. Build not your house upon the moving quicksands of a deceitful world, but found your hopes upon this rock, which, amid descending rain and roaring floods, shall stand immovably secure. Put your all in Christ. Set all your affections on his person, all your hope in his merit, all your trust in his cleansing blood, all your joy in his presence. And so you may laugh at loss and defy destruction. Remember that all the flowers in the world's garden fade in due time, and the day comes when nothing will be left but the dark, cold earth. Death's black extinguisher must soon put out our candle. Oh, how sweet to have the morning dawn when the candle is gone. The dark flood must roll between us and all we have. Then let us wed our hearts to him who will never leave us. Let us trust ourselves to him who will go with us through the black and surging current of death's stream, and who will land us safely on the celestial shore and make us to sit with him in heavenly places forever. To sum it all up, there is nothing you can want. There is nothing you can ask for. There is nothing you can need in time or in eternity. There is nothing in this world, nothing in the next world, which is not included in this promise. "Surely, I am with you always." It is promise enough for our souls to live upon, whatever may come. So go, banquet your faith upon God's own promises, and whatever your fears or wants, return to the bank of heaven with your Father's check in hand, saying, remember your word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. And trust all your concerns to him who never can be taken from you, who will never leave you, and who will never let you leave him. Even Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.